Welcome back to another edition Outside the Pizza Box. You are tuned in to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Welcome to the Hard Infrastructure Edition. Whew. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. There's not enough time. You know, the fastest hour in radio, man. I know you're stressed out. Maybe I can stress you out a little bit more before the show's over.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Why not? I mean, by the way, this show is sponsored by Gotham Bagels, located at 122 East Mifflin Street.
Hey, good on you.
The famous, you know, famous corner right off of the Capitol Square. And 11 different bagels to choose from, all these different flavors of cream cheese, infused juice drinks, homemade. I mean, these are like gourmet soups, man. And a whole bunch of other stuff. And you have to order online, pick it up at the window, or you could have a guy like me.
Friendly?
Actually, you would see me Saturday morning and Sunday mornings. Saturday morning before I come here. I put in a few hours there. You know, that this is how you get people to advertise. You go work for them for free. I'm just kidding.
Hey, good on you for getting that sponsor announcement in right away.
Yeah. Well, I mean, nice. I just ate a sesame bagel with, you know, scallion cream cheese and heritage bacon,
yeah,
which is like grown right here from the guy that lives across the street at Heritage Tavern. And I just gave him a plug, didn't I?
Yeah.
I'm going to try and get them on here, too.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of work together on that corner. They're like two places that survived, you know, the COVID catastrophe. I wonder what that is. You think they might be good guys to work for part of it?
Right on.
To keep it going and adjust and make sure that they, you know, could keep the family they have, which they call, you know, most people would call employees, are basically family at those places. So anyway, we got that in. But yeah, Hard Infrastructure, all right, woohoo! Let me break it down. And if you want to join in, 844-967-2789, because by the time we get done talking about it, some of you might not even like me. Some of you probably don't, and you listen anyway because you like to not like people. And I welcome your not liking this, right? Somebody, a friend of mine said that I hate Republicans. I've never said it that way, okay? And I will break it down again. I don't hate them. I just can't stand them MFers. Right? Is that better?
Well, and it, for you, it's not Republicans. It's people that don't...
Well, I'm sorry. Them. That's, you know, everybody that is Republican.
Well, yeah. I mean...
they completely... I mean, even the ones that come out against the January 6th nonsense, right? Cheney? Kinzinger? Those aren't friends of mine, man. They're all about, you know, you guys, you know, Trump blew it for them. They like being this hardcore... fake conservative, you know, Republican. Make them almost try to make them human, right?
They seem nice there for a second.
My job is to dehumanize people that pretend they're human beings.
Oh, like Aaron Rodgers.
Do you want to get into that right away?
I don't know, man. I shouldn't have said it. I
hey, no, you didn't hear the great news about Aaron Rodgers.
What is it?
He doesn't have worms, dude.
That's great. I'm glad he treated himself for parasites and Joe Rogan's advice. That's awesome.
Joe Rogan, yeah. That guy can ruin your reputation, can he? Actually, you can do that on your own. All right, we're going to talk about that first. Then we'll go to... because he's like on... Look, he's Aaron Rodgers. Okay, yeah, here we go. Well, at least now I understand the meme, right? That is the real Aaron Rodgers. It must be like is he like robotic or something? Like when he plays the games? Have you ever seen that movie where like the guy breaks his neck at quarterback playing football and they take him off the field and then they bring out a clone the second half?
I think I missed that one, but no, it's just, wow.
Maybe they didn't clone his brain and they cloned something else, huh?
I'm not sure. It's really disturbing though to hear him speak and have a completely unchallenged platform yesterday to just do that and spew that stuff for 46 minutes. It was reminiscent of another person who spews stuff for long periods of time, and there's a lot of misinformation.
You mean woke? That woke cancel? This is where he. I started laughing. I'm like, oh, you just didn't do that, did you?
Yeah.
Trumpy, Trumpy, Trumpy. Trumpity, Trumpity, Trump, Trump. Yeah, okay, so yeah, now I get the meme.
Yep.
Woke? somebody needs to be woke, or was it like a couple of concussions that they didn't, you know, take care of right away? Cancel culture? Oh, you mean like Kaepernick? What a knob you are, dude. Bring in Kaepernick. But actually, why don't you just show him a little love?
Yeah, we get
like maybe this game this weekend. Maybe look. All right, it's just sports, man. Life is way more important. But I lived the life of the loyal. You know, I mean, I grew up a kid as a Packer fan, but that was when you'd go out at halftime and me and my brothers, you know, back in the 70s, we'd be like, oh, the game's like close. The Packers are up by three. They're down by three, whatever. They're playing good teams. We'd go out and play at halftime and come in and then just watch the Packers fold in the second half. just like every game, right? And I know that at least one of my brothers, maybe he's not so much like this anymore, but a loss was just devastating, right?
Right.
The whole week.
I
remember feeling down like that. But come on, man. Really, I'm like a former jock. I went to state in three sports.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just had like my worst bad luck kind of things at the state meets. Kind of a nightmare still for me. But anyway, I underachieved. I've underachieved in life. That's pretty obvious. But that's better than being a non-achiever like Scott Walker or Donald Trump or all these guys and Aaron Rodgers. What do you mean he's an achiever? Not intellectually, I'm afraid.
Look, man, here's one thing real quick, and I want this is your
cancel
show.
Culture. Your wait, show. What? Yeah, why don't? What's the Washington's mascot's name now in DC in football? It's just the Washington football team.
Yeah.
Cancel culture, Aaron. I guess you didn't agree with that or something. You'd probably go golfing with that Snyder dude, huh? Hey, you know what? Next, Favre went golfing with Trump. I bet you Aaron Rodgers will, too.
Right before the election, too.
He'll probably run for something out in California when he's done, huh?
Oh, man. Look.
He lost on Jeopardy. Oh, we should play that. That's the one I forgot to set up today. Yeah, I was thinking of Weird Al Yankovic and his parody on I Lost on Jeopardy. Because it just popped into my head right away. I'm like, oh, dude, you just lost on Jeopardy.
I mean, I bet Jeopardy's really glad they didn't offer him the job right now. But one quick thing, just to kind of expand on what you said. Because you're like, it's sports. Yeah, it is. But he's taken this huge sports platform and gone outside of sports and then put a bunch of
Don't mix sport. Hey,
so now it's way
state and church separate. How about sports and state politics separate?
Nice.
I mean, what a bunch of idiots! Everybody always talks about you can't talk about sports and politics in the bar, and that's all they talk about, man. That's all they talk about. They just you have to agree with everything they say. You just can't talk about your side of the politics or your sports team. It's got to be with them. And there's got to be like a cheese and sausage tray and a bunch of beer there. 41 of the drunkest 50 counties in the entire country, man. Drunk and racist. Double the rate of the next highest state for incarceration, by population. It's Wisconsin. Drunk and racist, man. It goes good together. That's why I'm just got back from Illinois. Got some good smoke. Oh, boy. Me and the cats are chilling on the couch today. I don't understand. Well, I do understand it, you know, but I don't get it that Republicans are so lame that any time there's a chance to benefit the entire state, I mean the entire state, not just a few people like they're doing, they just pass on it, man. Punters. They should go to England, all their punters, and they'd be laughed out of every tavern they went to. They'd be like, no, you come from a drunker county than what I come from. Get out of here, man. Guy's been sitting on a stool for 40 years, and he's telling them, you're too drunk to come in here. Because of the way they think, man. I think the combination.
Beer, cheese, and sausage. I gotta go. I'll be back in a couple minutes.
Like a couple hours, maybe, man. You sound kind of bound up over there, you know? Whee! Anyway, hey, any cheese bills passed this week? I mean, that's what the Republicans do. They just do all this. I heard that Robin Voss and the Republicans are going to propose changing the state bird. Because, you know, we got Robin Voss, and he hates robins. He hates everything about Wisconsin. So, yeah, they're thinking about naming the state bird the buzzard. I mean, we got enough of them around. When I was a kid, you had to like drive to the Bluffs, and now it's like picking the bones of Wisconsin, man. I'm not kidding either, man. They're doing really well in Wisconsin. All these carrion animals just pounding stuff. And then, especially the way that we people drive, man, I'm really getting frustrated. I was driving mellow before I put the snapshot on, right? Mm-hmm. But now that I am, it's like I have to like go exactly just right. I mean, I have to drive like I'm teaching kids to drive. Remember those days?
Yeah, you're going all the way back.
Back in the 50s when everybody would be driving extra slow so everybody could look at the car and wave to the kids, maybe, you know, throw some candy out to them.
Sure. People were more polite on the road.
Those days are gone, man. It's like everybody's like, dude, you're going the speed limit. I'm like, oh, today was bad. Because like I said, I deliver, right? And I got to represent the company, and I do. And I do a fine job, I think, you know. But getting from one place to another, driving in Madison, watching the way these people, like, you know, going 70 miles an hour in a 20, I mean, just flooring it, smoke, you know, and I'm like, I got to talk to the cops, man, and legislators. Don't you think it's a little bit out of hand, or am I, like, the only one that doesn't notice this, Mel Gibson film that's, like, being made right here on the main drag? So when you step on the brakes, and I got these, you know, SUVs, and, you know, there's an A-hole in every Tahoe, literally. I mean, even if they're, yeah, trust me, some of them are Democrats, too, you know. This is where the divide is, the divide and conquer. Yeah, man, I want to cancel you guys. Rogers complained about rules and stuff, man.
Yeah, the rules don't...
Really? You mean like face mask, roughing the quarterback, piling on? Maybe we should bring that back, huh? Deregulate football a little bit. Make it a little more futuristic. Having guys out there with metal armor on and stuff, just smashing them, right? I mean, hey, guess what, Rogers? Someday they'll replace you guys, too, with robots, and they'll play better than you guys. And they won't say stupid stuff to the media when they get busted for not vaccinating themselves against a pandemic. There's a lot of people that are upset about it. I don't give a damn. I got bigger fish to fry, right? Than that sardine look. When I saw that look of him, I thought, did he try to do that, man? No, he just kind of short-circuited there like he has every day since, apparently. Go Jordan Love, man. Huh? Remember, everybody? Yeah, you lost on Jeopardy. Maybe you just lost your starting job for the rest of the way. Because remember, they used to have a guy, Favre, here. Brent was his? Was it Brent? Oh, yeah, Brett Favre. Ha, just kidding. No, he was fun to watch, man. But everywhere else, he was... Man, Rodgers is as dumb as he is. Hope we don't find out about him texting something somewhere down the road. And then my...